Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Bridget Kay. This half hour is presented by Escambia County Public Safety.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Very excited. First time guest with me on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have Eric Gilmore here. He is the Escambia County Emergency Manager. And I know that we're in hurricane season.
Yes.
And there's, you know, there's a lot going on in the world. And we don't have to dive all into that. But we do need to remind people to be prepared. And that's what we're going to be doing. And this is a call-in show. So if you have any questions or comments for Eric, you can give us a call or give us a text at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620 is the number to call or text. But what's going on, Eric? What are we going to be covering today?
We're going to talk about hurricane preparedness, some of the things you need to do to get yourself ready for this hurricane season. We've already had four named storms, and here we are, June 25th? So, I mean, and we've had one out in the Gulf already with Cristobal that we evaded that went to the west of us. So we're going to be talking preparedness type stuff, things people need to do to get ready and prepare ahead, and some mix in with COVID-19 things that kind of hinder the process this year.
Yeah, so I know a lot of things are changing, and we'll get into it, but it's June 25th, and we've already had, four named storms? Is that what you said?
That's correct.
I thought we had three.
Four named storms. Dolly.
Oh, okay.
We just finished up with Dolly. She's out in the Atlantic right now, running northeast, so yes.
Oh, geez. You know, it's just like, I mean, you know, we're like... pretty, I don't want to say we can handle hurricanes here, but I think sometimes in Pensacola and in Escambia County, we're like, okay, a hurricane's coming or a tropical storm. Hey, we deal with this all the time, and I'll get prepared whenever I see that it's coming here. It might not come here, and then you see everybody like charging the Walmarts
the day scrambling to go get the supplies that they need.
Yeah, and then the gas and everything like that. So we know that people should be prepared and have their emergency kits, you know, all the time.
Right.
So
right.
What goes in your emergency kit?
So typically you want to have your non-perishable food items, water, 1 gallon of water per person per day. We do ask that the first 72 is on you. We still keep that slogan that we are prepared for up to 72 hours before the aid comes in and we start setting up points of distribution. So food, non-perishable water items, a weather radio, a way to communicate, cell phone chargers, batteries, flashlights, first aid kit. So these are some of the things that medications, people forget about their medications, a 2-week supply of medications. And if you have a mail-in order, typically your mail-in order medication supply company is good about giving you the supply you need to ride out a disaster. So make sure you have those things in place. And of course, your insurance, all your important insurance papers, policies, have them secured, ready to go, and have those in your back pocket so you don't lose those and you're ready to do your recovery once the storm passes. So
yeah, you know, Escambia County Sheriff's Office was on the show last week and we kind of touched on a little bit of these, and they said there was actually a woman that just goes through her home and has everything on a document, like all the serial numbers and things like that. Are you the same way, Eric?
I am not the same way, but I do have things documented, and you know, everything's digital age now. You got a camera on your phone.
Yeah.
So just going through and documenting your house before is a great way of identifying what you've had as far as property and property value and what was the damage, and then do the pictures afterwards to document before and after. So those are excellent ways of documenting for your insurance companies.
Yeah, and just spend an afternoon doing that, because sometimes these storms come and we have noticed, but that's not the time to scramble and do everything because you have so many other things to worry about.
Absolutely. You don't want to do it last minute. As you said, if you wait last minute, everybody else is doing the same thing, and then the run on the stores, and we can't get water, we can't get necessities. So just having those things in your plan right now, or your kit right now, is you're one step ahead. You're that much closer to being prepared and being able to run through this event without any problems. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, I do want to encourage our listeners, if you do have a question or you do have a comment about anything, you can give us a call or a text at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. I don't know if we already covered it, but I know that prescriptions are kind of a big thing that you need to have in your kit and be prepared for.
Absolutely. So you do need to have a 2-week supply of prescriptions. As I said, a lot of people get their prescriptions by mail, and these mailing companies understand that you're in a disaster area, and if you request ahead, they will send out a 2-week supply ahead of time, because you know, pharmacies might take damage, might not come up, might not have the power to come up within a week or so you don't want to be right there at the end of your prescription running out. So make sure you do have your scripts filled and ready to go so you can ride the storm out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know, is it, because I know we hear the first 72 is on you.
Correct.
But so, with COVID, is it still the first 72 is on you, or or you're on your own with this?
No, we still have the mantra, the first 72 is on you. We ask people to be prepared for longer, of course. COVID has thrown a little bit of a curveball to us this year, a little bit of wrinkle in our planning and how we do things.
Just a small wrinkle.
Just a small wrinkle.
Small deal.
Such as our shelters. Mm-hmm. So we do open shelters when we have a storm coming in the Gulf. We do ask that you utilize the shelter as a last resort, that you have plans ahead of time. Can you stay with friends? Can you stay with family? Is there somewhere else you go? Can you evacuate east or west? Do you have the monetary means to go somewhere outside that cone of uncertainty to be safe? Sometimes we ask you to you run from the water, your storm surge and everything, and you hide from the wind. So you might not have to go, if you're on the coastline, you might not have to go hundreds of miles inland, just a couple of miles inland to get out of the storm surge zone. So, but COVID has thrown that wrinkle in our shelter planning.
Mm-hmm.
So our space and our shelters are now limited. So we're cut down to a third of the space that we had before. Typically, we identify 20 square feet per person. And we have a planning number of everybody who needs to evacuate out of those zones, worst case scenario, catastrophic planning. We know it's around 12,000 people, and we have to have space for 12,000. We meet that under normal circumstances, but with COVID, we've cut down to a third. School district's been great working with us. They've been a great partner in helping us identify additional space, but we still plan on opening just our 6 shelters and our 1 special needs shelter that'll be operated by the Escambia County Health Department. So,
okay, very good. 850-437-1620 if you have a question or a comment. I know things, hurricane season is what, until November 30th? Is that the last
6
day?
6 months, so November 30th, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
So, yes.
And we're no stranger to disasters, whether it's, the fires that we saw earlier this year or the floods we have here in Escambia County. We have a lot that can happen to us. So it's always great to be prepared and just to make sure that you have, all your ducks in a row. So when disaster does strike, you know your plan and you communicate that plan to your family members, to your loved ones. And like we say, maybe evacuate tens of miles, not hundreds of miles.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the other campaign we're pushing out this year is one, know your zone. So are you in a storm surge zone? Do you have to leave the area because you're in storm surge zone? And you can find that out through BeReadyEscambia.com for your Know Your Zone. Two is know your home.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a newer built home? Your home is resilient enough to probably withstand that you won't have to evacuate to a shelter. And then three, know your plan. So mm-hmm. those are the three things we're asking people to identify ahead of time. And know your zone, know your home, and know your plan. That way you won't be caught off guard last minute when we're announcing that we have a storm in the Gulf coming in and is targeting Escambia County. So, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm really fascinated. So I was in the Leadership Pensacola program, and we did a tour of the EOC and learned a lot about the things that you do there. So whenever we kind of get into, we have a named storm and it's coming to Pensacola, how do you guys operate over there at the EOC? How can we get more information?
Oh, wow, absolutely. First and foremost, we wouldn't be successful without our community partners. It takes the entire county to actually respond and recover from a disaster of that magnitude, such as a Michael or something like that. So when we have a storm identified in the Gulf, we're monitoring with Mobile Weather and National Hurricane Center. They're giving us projections and predictions of the impact, the intensity. And then from there, we look at our timeline of evacuations when we need to pull those evacuation timetables. We try to give everybody a 24, 48 hours notification to evacuate. Once we do that, we will activate the EOC, we will establish shelters, and we will have a full house in the EOC. And now with COVID-19, we're asking not to have such a full house, but just the necessary agencies or just one representative for each agency in there. And then we'll as the storm goes through, then we start responding with our emergency services and then get the recovery assets in here, do damage assessments. It's a full house in the EOC. So, yes, absolutely.
And it's a really cool building.
It is. It is. It's neat to operate out of. The public safety building houses our fire administration. We have our EMS personnel who operate and run out of there. 911 dispatch is in the back, and then you have emergency on the front, emergency management with our EOC Emergency Operations Center sitting right in the middle as the hub. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we're plugged into everything, and all the information is absolutely flowing in and out of that building. It's pretty neat to operate, to watch it operate and how it runs.
Yeah, so. And I just want to encourage people, and I know you do as well, you know, listen to your local media and what's going on right here. Because I think sometimes once you get on Facebook and once you get on everything else and hearing from your crazy aunt about what's going on in Pensacola,
that's right.
You just need to stick to the facts, and you can get that information from you guys at Escambia County.
That's correct. So monitor a credible news outlet. Facebook is not always credible, as we know. Yeah. Or tweets or anything like that, or you're crazy, or your Aunt Irma from North Dakota. So yeah. No, absolutely. So yeah, make sure you're monitoring the appropriate outlets to get the most accurate information, and to know where any resources are that you can get after the event, or to get the information you need to know prior to the landfall, so we need to know where to evacuate or where our shelters are open, or what we need to be doing. So
mm-hmm. Absolutely. What else do you have for us today? I know that you cover a lot when it comes from hurricane season. We have to make a bunch of reminders for people. So is there anything else we need to educate our listeners on?
No, I think we've hit a lot of the hot topics or the high points for our hurricane season. I've done a lot of talks already with our civic groups, and some of the biggest thing they keep telling me is, so this is an abnormal season. It's going to be higher than normal, and I want everybody not to focus on that it's higher than normal. Mm-hmm. It just takes one storm. It could be a below normal season, and that one storm comes in and impacts you and changes your life or changes the area. Hurricane Andrew, for example, was during a predicted season of below average. And Hurricane Andrew come in as a Cat 5 and did major damage down in Homestead, Florida, and everything. Yep. So don't focus on what the prediction center says or the high above normal. It just takes that one. You need to be vigilant at all times. And they're forming a lot quicker, we're seeing out in the Gulf. Usually when they come off the coast of Africa, we see that wave come in, and we've got, you know, 5-7 days out, and we're watching it grow in the intensity and projected path. Now they're popping up down there at the Yucatan down there and just running north in the Gulf. Michael was one that formed really quick, that caught everybody off guard, and didn't think it was going to intensify to the magnitude that it did, but it did. So be aware during hurricane season. Know where your major outlets are, know where you can get your most accurate information, and stay informed, because one of these things can just pop up at any time. You know, crystal ball just popped up and just popped over across the Yucatan Peninsula there and then shot north. So anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and it can be anything. So we just have to make sure that you're prepared at all times. And I know with Michael, I just remember, I mean, it was going for us, and then it just at the last second shifted. And I mean, we just are thinking about, I mean, our neighbors over there in Panama City, but I'm just so grateful that it didn't hit us here. And honestly, I can say this, and I hate to admit it, but I was not as prepared as I should have been.
Oh, no.
For that.
Come on, Bridget.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Because I am. One of those people sometimes where, you know, you can be kind of lackadaisical sometimes and think, okay, I'll worry when it comes. We really want to, and I'm prepared now,
okay.
But we really want to enter that message that you have to be prepared at all times, because you really never know what's going to happen. We could have some rainfall in the afternoon that could turn into a flood, because we have a lot of flood zones here. So do you have any advice for people on like flood insurance or anything like that?
So yes, they need to check their flood insurance to make sure that they're covered for what type of flooding it is, what is storm surge, and all the whole definition of, did it come over the threshold or was it created in the house? So understanding your insurance and what the coverage is there, absolutely. I suspect everybody on the coastline has evaluated and looked at their flood insurance so to make sure that they're up speed and they have everything covered that they need to be. So if you're living in a low-lying area or along a river, one of our rivers, Escambia River, Perdita River, or those areas that are prone to flood in those low-lying areas, I would hope that you would look at your insurance, make sure you're covered for what you need in those areas as well. So, but there's always a potential. Crystal ball come in, and that storm was unique because it was blown apart to the east side, and we saw South Florida get the majority of the water and the impact and tornado from it. Mississippi got the storm surge. It pushed inland. So it could be a weak storm that just ruins your day. And we saw that with just past little tropical storm. So
yeah, I remember. Were you here in 2014?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for that flood that we had come through?
The 2014 massive flood, absolutely. It just, you know, it just started, we had to rein training. It just kept training and training and just would not, it was relentless. It just would not let up. So yes, and that water's got to go somewhere. So anyway.
Oh, that was terrible.
Yes.
Yeah, I was stuck in a bad situation. I got my car ruined. Yeah, that was bad. So okay. Ever since then, I'm like, all right, every time it rains, I'm like, I get taken back to 2014. I'm like, is it going to happen again? Is this where we're going to be? But not always the case. We just have to keep monitoring the weather and right. staying, you know, just alert and aware and staying safe.
Exactly. And there are many ways to get alerts. So as I said, we have on Be Ready Escambia, we have Alert Escambia. You can sign up for weather alerts. We had strong thunderstorms come to the area yesterday, and it alerted everybody that there was a strong thunderstorm in their area. If we have a potential flooding event, it'll notify them. Some people get annoyed because it notifies a lot when we have a lot of inclement weather going on. But it is a good tool. It is a good thing to have on your phone. There's tons of tools out there to get notifications. Please, you know, sign up for one of these services and just stay alert. So mm-hmm. it does help out.
I do want to talk a little bit about, you know, pet safety, too.
Ah, pet safety. Yes, absolutely. Pets are people's, that's their loved ones. That's the who they take care of. That's their baby. We hear that. We do operate a pet shelter in the north end of the county in Molina, at Molina Park. But if you're going to take your pet with you, of course, make sure you have all the food that you need to make sure it's a pet-friendly hotel. And make sure that you have all their vaccinations, shot records, because that's going to be required for a lot of places to allow your pet to come in. So if it's a service animal, have the proper stuff for your service animal. But, yeah, take care of your pets. Make sure you've got the food, the means to feed them, water them, and take care of them while you're traveling or while you're in the shelter. So, and also carry those documentations with you at all, you know, when you're traveling all the time.
Yeah,
so.
And don't leave your pet behind. I hate when after a storm I see we don't even want to bring it up, but everyone's seen talk about Facebook again, but those Facebook posts that have, you know, the dog that was left behind or the cat. And also you can't just drop your pet off at the shelter and be like, see ya,
no.
We're evacuating. Do not do that.
No. You're going to be required to stay there with your pet and help feed and walk your pet and those things at the shelter. So yes, we're going to ask you to stay there and take care of your pet while you're there. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. 850-437-1620. If you have a question or a comment. I know some things are changing this year. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Eric Gilmore. He is the Escambia County Emergency Manager. And you guys do just such great work over there. Just staying, keeping people informed, keeping people educated about what they need to do. Because it is a crazy time right now.
It absolutely is. So I get up every morning wondering what disaster is going to hit us today. Because it's just, so we've had the wildfires that, thank goodness, we didn't lose any structures. Unfortunately, Santa Rosa did. But we did have it run towards some structures at Hearst Hammock that we got a little, we was on pins and needles there for a little bit.
Yeah.
But Forestry did a fantastic job of putting assets on the ground and saving that. So we've had wildfire, we've had COVID-19, we've had tropical storm already. So, you know, you just never know what's going to pop or break.
Uh-huh.
And you just need to be prepared for anything. So,
and it's being prepared. It's not being panicked.
That's right. That is a very good point there. Being prepared is not panicking. That's correct. You're a good statement right there.
Because that's what I have to tell myself sometimes. Like, I don't need to panic because I have all of my ducks in a row. And, you know, and I think it's just a really good thing to make sure you have all your important documents in one spot, because I feel like that's where people can get a little messed up. They think they have their water and their food, but they don't remember all of that important information that they may need if they find themselves in trouble.
Right. No, absolutely. Some of the easiest things to do is just have you a checklist to make sure you're not forgetting something. So if you do get a little panicked as you're trying to get your ducks in a row, just have that simple checklist there and just go down it and say, yes, I have it. We have tons of checklists on our website. FEMA's got tons of checklists. Just print one of those simple checklists out. That way it keeps you a little more organized, keeps your thoughts a little straight. That way, when you're in a little bit of a panic mode, you can make sure you dot all the I's and cross all the T's to get what you need done. So,
yeah, absolutely. Where can people get more information? Is there a specific page on your website where they can find all of this out?
Perfect. Yes. Yeah, so there is if you go to BeReadyEscambia.com and under hurricanes, we've broken down by floods, hurricanes, whatever event you want to look at, or just general information. You can click on those things, pull off checklist information, where our shelters are, where we plan to operate, things like that. So current information about the status of the EOC and where we are right now.
And definitely knowing your evacuation zone is something that is super important. I know we touched on it a little bit. And when I was talking to Chip Simmons last week about, you know, kind of the role of law enforcement when there's a hurricane, if you're in an evacuation zone, it's sometimes they warn you, hey, you're supposed to evacuate. We might not be able to get to you. Can you touch on that a little bit?
I can. So I was at the Perdita Key Chamber of Commerce this week, and the evacuation orders come up. And Dana out there, great. She's over the chamber, perfect, yeah. Awesome person. She asked me to describe the difference between a mandatory evacuation and an evacuation order. Well, I got to tell you, there is no such thing as a mandatory, or it is an evacuation. If we're saying it's evacuation, it is life safety. We're asking you to leave, so just go ahead and take it as mandatory. Anytime an evacuation order is given, we don't give those lightly. We make sure that there is an absolute need to make sure you're evacuated, but it is life safety. And when we ask for you to evacuate, we're asking you to leave the area. So just consider it as a mandatory at that point in time. Because she says she has people call her all the time and say, do I really have to? Is this mandatory? Well, if the order's given, the order's given. So we're asking you to leave. So
yeah, I'm glad that my mom is listening down in South Florida. She's a nurse, and I remember, I don't know what storm it was. I think it was Irma or something. Uh-huh. I don't know where it was. It was going to destroy Miami, and they were like, evacuate, evacuate. I'm calling my whole family like, y'all need to get out. But sometimes you have to get out whenever, I mean, you're supposed to evacuate, and sometimes you can be in traffic or whatever, but it's better to be safe than sorry.
Absolutely. It's better to be safe than sorry. As I said, we don't take those lightly. We don't just issue them
Exactly. Yeah.
No, we make sure there's a reason, there's a cause to issue, and we're concerned with loss of life, loss of property. So that's why we issue those orders. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, we have about 3 minutes left on the program, so we do have some new listeners. So if you're tuning in, we're talking to Escambia County Emergency Manager Eric Gilmore. Say that five times fast.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great title. But we have some things that we need to remind you about. As we're in the age of COVID, some things have changed with our shelters and things like that, and you really do need to be prepared for anything. 2020 has been wild, and we're only halfway there.
Exactly. So make sure you have your plans in place. Make sure you have your checklist. Make sure you have your water, your food. Know your home. Know your zone first. Are you in a storm surge zone? Know your home, and then know your plan. Are you going to evacuate a friend, family member? Are you going to leave the area? As I said before, you don't have to go hundreds of miles inland. You can go tens of miles inland to escape the storm surge. If you are going to go to a shelter, just be prepared that it's going to be cramped, crowded, hot. And we're going to try to accommodate 60 square feet per person so that we're not on top of each other, and we are going to issue masks in the shelter. We do say that the shelter should be as last resort. We kind of call it the lifeboat, not the love boat. So anyway, just remember that. So
the lifeboat, not the love boat. Oh my gosh, that is great. How many shelters do we have in Escambia County?
So we operate six. We have identified six general population shelters and then one special needs shelter. So for a total of seven. Now we have the opportunity, or we have the means to go open more if we need to, but we try to manage just those seven shelters. And like I said, during regular hurricane season, not COVID hurricane season, those seven shelters meet the demand of what we asked to populations we asked to evacuate. So
yeah, so definitely just kind of stay up to date.
Stay up to date. Yes.
And if you're not doing anything this weekend, you need to go to the stores and get your emergency kit ready. And have how many water for how many people in your family? A gallon of water per person.
A gallon of water per person per day. That's correct. So
okay.
Have that ready to go. Non-perishable food items. You know, people forget about money. Go to the ATM.
Oh, yeah.
Cash. Have cash, because services will be down for credit cards and debit cards. Have cash on hand. Get your extra fuel for your generators. And if you're operating your generators, make sure they're outside your structure, not in your garage. We don't want anybody to have carbon dioxide poisoning. So anyway,
yeah.
That happens. So you have to tell them, be sure you're being safe, when you're running your generator. So
yeah. And have, a radio or something that you can listen to information.
Absolutely. Always have your weather radio or a radio system in for information, and your meds. Make sure you have a good supply of your meds for the next 2 weeks after storm, if you're coming to your end of your subscription. So those are the things. If you have all those things, you should be good to go. I know we have a lot of veterans out there, and we have a resilient community. I mean, we had Ivan, the community recovered and got over it. We do have a lot of new people in the area, as you say,
mm-hmm.
That have never experienced a hurricane. And if you want to really know what it's like, ask your neighbor who's been there. They'll tell you what happened in that area after Ivan and give you some historical reference. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, Eric, please tell us the information of your website one more time.
It's BeReadyEscambia.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the program today. If you missed any of this segment, it's going to be available as a podcast on our News Radio 92.3 website, as well as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere where you stream your content. It's been a blast having you on the show. A lot of great information, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
I hope everybody has a great rest of your Thursday. We'll see you back here on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.